The Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis.
You want a coffee?
Has the 21st century, not a 21st century Shaila, but we'll take the principles. The Gemara wants to know if you only have enough money for Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. You only have enough money for Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles. And by the way, for both mitzvahs, you only need one candle. Even though the custom is to light two candles for Shabbos, Zohar v'Shama, or if you have a custom to light for every child. But strictly speaking, the luck is one candle. And similar for Chanukah, it's one candle. So let's assume you have one candle or oil, whatever you're lighting with, and you only have enough to fulfill last night. You only can fill your Shabbos candles or your Chanukah candles. So the Gemara says, Ner Shabbos Adaf. The Ner Shabbos supersedes Ner Chanukah. Why does Ner Shabbos supersede Ner Chanukah? The Gemara says for the most important principle of Shalom Bayis, peace of household. That the Gemara Rashi gives the example. Imagine you're walking in the dark, you stub your toe, and then what we call misplaced aggression, you take it out on everyone else in the house. So therefore, it's important to have light in your house. We know we're in the sad time, seasonal adjustment disorder. The more light usually brings more simcha. And so, it's a clinical thing also. And therefore, Shalom Bayis supersedes. So Ner Shabbos wins. Then the Gemara says, okay, what about the following question? You only have enough money for wine for Kiddush or Ner Chanukah? Then what wins? So the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah. Why? Because you appear. What? Well, it must be talking about Friday night because unless either way it's going to turn out. Either way it will be because unless it's talking about Saturday night's candles, maybe by then you'll get. But let's assume it's Friday night.
Friday night Kiddush versus.
Yeah, Friday night Kiddush. And even though Friday night Kiddush is biblical. But it's only the Kiddush ala Yayin, which is biblical. Because what do you do if you don't have wine Friday night? You can make Kiddush over Challah or Matzah, depending if it's Pesach or not. So therefore, the order is Ner Shabbos wins per Shalom Bayis. The second one is per Sumi Nisa. And Kiddush is Tadir. It's more frequent. But if you have a Tadir frequency versus something which is publicizing the miracle, apparently per Sumi Nisa wins. Which leads us to the laning yesterday and the laning today, for that matter. We took out three Sifrei Torah yesterday. For those who are awake, that's why it was so long. So we read Parashah Shavuah, and then what did we read? Did we read Chanukah first or Rosh Chodesh first? I know it's been a long time, but... We did? That is correct. At least we should. I'm not sure what we did, but that's what we should have done, yeah? We should Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. So the question is, what do you mean? Based on our Gemara, it should have been Chanukah, then Rosh Chodesh. We said if you have Kiddush versus near Chanukah, Persume Nisa beats Tadir. So Rosh Chodesh happens more often than Chanukah. But Chanukah is Persume Nisa. So yeah, but we should have did Chanukah, then Rosh Chodesh, based on our Gemara. And so the two approaches how to answer this question. How do we reconcile a custom? It seems to go against the Gemara. So the two schools of thought, we're going to come to the same conclusion, we did the right thing, but the question is why? And then it's going to affect today's reading, what we do. Do we do Rosh Chodesh? I guess we have to get that answer before we learn today. Well, we do first Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. So the one school of thought is, you're right, Persume Nisa is Adif. That the Gemara says, but that depends. That depends if it's an either or question, or you're going to do them both, and it's a question of precedence, of order. So when do we say Persume Nisa beats Tadir? I can only do one mitzvah now, either near Chanukah or Kiddush. Okay, I gotta make a call. So then near Chanukah wins because of Persume Nisa. But the fact you're laning, even though we took out three Sifrei Torah, let's say It wasn't such an affluent shul. You only had one Sefer Torah, so I wouldn't read. So you still read from three. So obviously, it's an issue if you're doing all of them. The question is, which one is first? So then, that's when Tadir beats Persume Nisa, if we're talking about precedent, which one comes first? If it's an either-or question, so then Persume, that's one school of thought in the Rishonim. The other school of thought is, no. Persume Nisa Adif always wins. I don't care either or. It's a question of precedence. The principle of Persume Nisa Adif always beats Tadir. If that's the case, then why didn't we read Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh yesterday? According to door number one, there's no question. It's either or versus you're doing them both. And it's a precedence issue. But according to door number two, that Persume Nisa Adif always wins. So how come it came in last? So number one, the Gemara says, Persume Nisa Adif. It doesn't say first. We know we have Achron Chaviv. Sometimes being first is more Chaviv. Sometimes being last is more Chaviv. Why in this case is being last more Chaviv? Why do we really Persume Nisa takes the precedence, but we choose to put it last because it gives it more Chashivas. Why? Why is it better to be last yesterday? Because we have a halacha, we read from the Haftorah, from the last, what we read from the Maftar. So if we read Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, we end up perhaps reading the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. Because Persume Nisa Adif, we specifically put Chanukah last, so we can read Neiro Sechaya. So there's a fundamental machlokas in the Rishonim when these two principles are in conflict. So according to door number one, Persume, it's an either-or question. If you're doing both, so then Tadir kicks in and you read Rosh Chodesh first. But Al Gemara is talking about either-or, either wine for Kiddush or near Chanukah, so then Persume Nisa wins. According to door number two, Persume Nisa Adif always wins. It doesn't make a difference, but the reason why we read it last is because it gave it more chashivas. If that's the case, we have a problem with today. What's the Seder HaKriya today? We're going to read from Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah in what order? What do we read first? What do we read second? Chanukah, we read what?
Second.
Right. So we read Rosh Chodesh first. Are you waiting today or not? Oh, they haven't told you yet. Okay. So we read Rosh Chodesh first, then Chanukah. So that fits in well according to door number one. Because we're doing both, so then it's a... It is, yeah. So, because we have four aliyahs today because of Rosh Chodesh, yeah. But why, according to door number two, we're not going to read a Haftorah today? There's no Haftorah, so then we should read Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh. The only reason we read Chanukah last was to get the Haftorah in. There is no Haftorah today. So how come we don't kick Chanukah back up front? And the answer is because since the Persume Nisa is the Haftorah, we talk about Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. So really today, why are we reading Kriya Satorah on Chanukah? Nothing to do with Persume Nisa. It's the same reason I'm reading Kriya Satorah, because it's Rosh Chodesh is the day that demands Kriya Satorah. So does Chanukah. So okay, so now I just have Chanukah versus Rosh Chodesh. So Tadir, it's that versus nothing. There is no Persume Nisa in the Kriya Satorah. So therefore, we go back to our regular rule. If you have two things, so you go with Tadir v'she'en o Tadir. So that's why today, even though there's no Haftorah, we're still going to, according to door number one, we're doing them both. So therefore, we always do Rosh Chodesh first. But according to the second approach, we're still going to do our order. And this explains, there's a big debate last night in terms of, in shul, it's generally accepted you do Neiros Chanukah first and then Havdalah. But at home, what do you do? So it's a major debate among the Achronim. You know, people have different minhagim. But my minhag is to do, you know, Shabbos and Chanukah, but either I hear Havdalah here. But I'm not here to tell you how to pasken on that, child. I'm just, what's the issue at hand? What's the machlokas about? It should be black and white. The Gemara says, Persume Nisa Adif, so everyone should agree, you should do Chanukah before Havdalah, because Havdalah is Tadir, and Chanukah is presuming Nisa. So what's the Shaila? Like, forget about, like, we could give reasons for both, but it should be an open and close. So according to our approach number one, it's nothing to talk about. It makes sense. Why? Because why? Well, that would explain presuming Nisa Adef, but it's, but Tadya gives us precedent. That would explain the minig of those who make Havdalah first. But according to, but how will you explain those who don't make Havdalah, those who make Chanukah first? Because, so they're going with the other school of thought, that though we, that, so according to the other schools, well, presuming Nisa always wins, even when you're doing both. So that's the school of thought that would say that you do have, so that's the school of thought. With this, these two opinions would depend on whether you do Havdalah first or Shabbos. According to approach number one, when you do both, Tadir kicks in, so you make Havdalah first. According to approach number two, you'd make Chanukah first, because it's Persumei Nisa would beat out Tadir. That'd be the, and also we have a similar issue, even though no one knows it's an issue, but do you light Friday night candles? Do you light Shabbos candles first, or do you light Chanukah? So of course, the meaning today is everyone, you say it's obvious. Why? Because I can't light Chanukah candles once I light Shabbos candles. Well, it's not that obvious. Because the old custom was they used to light Chanukah first and then Shabbos. That's why? Because presuming Nisa. I mean, because Tadir. So therefore, however, but they used to light for Shabbos candles and then Chanukah candles. That was the, and then today we do the opposite. But because why? Because really lighting Shabbos candles doesn't mean you're accepting Shabbos. But there's an opinion of the Yerayim. There's some, so the Alaminic changed. There's some opinions in the Rishonim that at Shkia, or I should say 18 minutes, when you light, there's one opinion, when you light the Shabbos candles, you're accepting Shabbos. Again, one can accept Shabbos when they light. If you, and in fact, that's the assumption. If you normally accept Shabbos with Shabbos candles, unless you have negative intent, you will accept Shabbos. But you don't. But let's say if you want to drive to shul, so you can light Shabbos candles. Have in mind not to accept. However, so our custom is we follow that opinion. So therefore, today everybody lights Chanukah then Shabbos. But back in the day, the Ramban writes they lit Shabbos candle, they lit Chanukah. And then, so what's, it's the same issue then. Do you do, what wins? Does presuming Nisa win or Tadir? So according to door number one, so you should light Shabbos because it's Tadir, and then like Chanukah afterwards. According to door number, so that's the same issue. This issue of whether you have a conflict between presuming Nisa Adif versus Tadir versus either or you're doing both, it touches on the Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos on Sunday. It touches on Havdalah last night, and it touches on Friday. Do you light Shabbos or Chanukah candles?